Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 16, 2014. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world. Look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. And remember, if you don't get me on it, I do get a lot of calls. You can also send me an email to remind me or call my cell phone, and leave a message. You can find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address and all that you can find easily at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And if you're one of those 15% of the people that do not use the Internet and you're listening on radio, of course, you can call me for any kind of question that you have about me, our guest, what you hear tonight, so on and so forth. But now, prayer, and I want to get on our guest. I'm really excited about tonight's program for more than one reason, but first a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray, Father God, I just pray that tonight radio goes according to your will and that you give the people out there that listen tonight understanding for the things that they're going to hear, and just bless our speaker tonight, our guest tonight, with your words, Father, instead of his words. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, tonight we once again venture into the mystery of the rabbi who saw Messiah. We talked about it a little bit on last program. Kaduri came up, and wow, the guest didn't even know that our guest was going to be on talking about Rabbi Kaduri tonight. Anyway, so we bring back on with us Pastor Carl Gallup, who recently authored a book called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, the story of Kaduri and his prophecies of the end time. Carl is a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1987, talk radio host, heard nationally. He's been on TV. He's a radio guest commentator, former Florida law enforcement officer. So that probably tells us why he is the way he is, jokingly. Anyway, he's the founder of P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. So there's new information that broke out concerning this subject, so let's just bring Carl on and let him talk about it. Are you there with us, Carl?
I am, Pastor Dan. What an honor to be back with you. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're always you're a pleasant person to have on, and let alone when I email and talk back and forth with Pam. She's always so pleasant, in the way that she presents herself. And so you're some wonderful people over there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. God bless you for that. You've made my day.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't believe some of the people that I get. Anyway, and part of that was just the duel I had that one time over Rabbi Kaduri. That was something. But we're bringing now, I'll let you take them into this, but we've been talking about this, and the last time that she was on, we just ran out of time when you were talking about what the actual words that Kaduri said meant. But why did I bring you back on? Tell the people what's going on now that just brought this to the forefront yet again.
Right. Well, you probably brought me back on, Brother Dan, because a central character, a central figure, and a central component of Rabbi Kaduri's messianic prophecy was that Messiah would appear, Messiah would come after Ariel Sharon passed away. And, of course, we're talking about Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, who made this prophecy in 2005. Of course, Kaduri died January 2006, and Ariel Sharon went into a coma the same month, January 2006. And, of course, who would have dreamed that Ariel Sharon would be in a coma for 8 years? And, by the way, Pastor Dan, 8 years and 7 days, and he passed away on the Sabbath, Saturday. His funeral was on Monday, and during his funeral, there was an earthquake in Israel, 3.5. Amazing correlations.
Yeah, I'll talk to that in a minute. Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I get earthquake updates, and I got the earthquake update, and I went, well, something else was going on today. And then somebody else sent me an email and said, well, you know, Sharon was being buried at the same time. And so that there's some things going on here, you know. Amen, I'll tell you that.
But that's probably why you had me on.
You know what? I was going to speak to that. I was going to say, well, you are pretty spiritual. You knew why I wanted you on, you know. So you're pretty spiritual there, brother. You are listening to the Spirit, aren't you?
Well, I appreciate it. I do try, and bless you for saying that.
Well, I do believe, you know, you are a spirit-led Christian, and I know we need to get into the program, but, you know, I do want to say that is you're a man that you know, while we can differ on some other things, you are a man that I know has a personal relationship with Christ, and that's what counts. And that's what I try to emphasize on everybody that listens. No matter what, the thing that matters is you got to have that personal relationship, and if you do, then you'll hear from the Spirit just as you do, and I know that I do too, and you sure as
well. Yeah, but, very well said, and thank you again for a word of encouragement and blessing from you. Bless you, brother.
Well, anyway, so I don't know how you want to do this, but, it's really important. So I'll let you just take us into it.
Okay. Well, let me just remind your listeners. I know some of them heard me the last time, and some of them know this story, but some may not. Let me just remind your listeners what all of this is about. This Rabbi Kaduri fellow that I'm talking about, of course, that's the title of my book, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, and that's who talking about. He was no little obscure rabbi tucked in the bowels of Jerusalem. This gentleman was 108 years old. He died. He had been in the land of Israel before it was Israel. He had been in the land of Palestine back in the early 1900s. He was born in the late 1800s in the area of Baghdad, Iraq, migrated to the land of Palestine, and has been through every major war of Israel and the rise of Israel, the rebirth of Israel. And when he passed away, there were 300,000 people that came to his funeral, probably more than were at Ariel Sharon's funeral. 300,000 people. They had to close the streets of Jerusalem down for almost 2 days. The man was just insanely popular. People came from all over the world. Major news media carried and covered his funeral. So, again, when this guy uttered these prophecies just a few weeks before, literally just in late 2005, he said two shocking things, and this is what I want to remind your audience of, because one of them concerns Sharon and his passing. Back in 2005, Rabbi Kaduri said, shocking thing number one, I have met the Messiah personally. I've had a vision. I know who he is. I know his name, and I'm going to write his name in a note, and the note should be opened 1 year after I am dead, and then you will know who the Messiah is. That was shocking thing number one. Shocking thing number two that he said was, it has also been revealed to me that Messiah, the one that I am naming, will not appear. He will not come until Ariel Sharon is dead. Now, what was amazing about this, Pastor Dan, you'll remember, is that when Rabbi Kaduri spoke these two shocking things, he and Ariel Sharon were, of course, both alive and well. And as far as anyone knew, their health was fine. So Ariel Sharon was the 11th prime minister when Kaduri said this. But within weeks, Pastor Dan, Ariel Sharon suffered a stroke in December of 2005. He fairly recovered from that, but in January the 4th, 2006, Ariel Sharon suffered a massive stroke, went into a coma, and never recovered until his death. 8 years in a coma. But Rabbi Kaduri, that same month, just a few weeks later, January the 28th, 2006, he died of pneumonia. So within weeks of him speaking these two shocking things, Sharon right. is in a coma and Kaduri dies. Now, we move up a little bit. 1 year later, January 2007, Sharon is still in a coma. Of course, we know that now, but I mean, back then, that was amazing. He's been in a coma for a year. Kaduri's note was opened, and it was posted on his own website, kaduri.net, by somebody within his organization. Apparently, Israel Today ran a story about it. News First Class out of Jerusalem, Israel, ran a story about it. It was quite a shocking story because after the note was on the website for some time, and I don't know if it was days or a couple of weeks, but it was there for a while, when someone finally decoded the note, because the note was written in kind of a cryptic format, when it was decoded, they determined that he had, in fact, left the name of Messiah, and the name of Messiah he revealed was Yehoshua, or Yeshua, or, as we would say, Jesus. So this rabbi of rabbis, this most venerated rabbi in Israel's modern history, a man that could attract 300,000 people to his funeral, a man that had millions of followers, he is an Orthodox rabbi, Kabbalist, who identified that the real name of the real Messiah was Jesus. That astounded the world. That was in 2007. Well, right after that, Kaduri's people and some of his closest enclave pulled the note off the website and immediately began claiming the note was some kind of a trick, some kind of a hoax. And the media shut it down, the Orthodox Jewish media, the Israeli media just quit talking about it and never reported again on it, and the mainstream media closed it down. So in the meantime, I produced a video on it some years ago and on this whole topic, put it on the P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, and the thing went viral. People were just crazy about it. So in the meantime, prophecy watchers around the world, Pastor Dan, have been watching Ariel Sharon's life now. They remembered, of course, that this rabbi who, reportedly proclaimed that Jesus is Messiah, which is just unthinkable for a Jewish rabbi to do. Not only that, they remembered that he said Messiah would come when Sharon died. So people waited. Well, I'm sure people thought, well, Sharon will probably die any month now. I mean, he's been in a coma over a year. But the second year passed, and the third year, and the fourth year, and the fifth year, and the sixth year, and the seventh year. And in January of 2013, major media around the world, including Fox News, they were carrying the story that doctors were reporting that Ariel Sharon's brainwave activity was kind of coming to life again. It was displaying a normalcy. And in fact, some people were speculating that perhaps Ariel Sharon would wake up again. And this was January 2013. Well, he languished on in that coma all through 2013. They did some surgery on him in September of 2013, still in a coma. January the 1st, Pastor Dan, 2014, the first day of 2014, headline international news proclaims Ariel Sharon is going down quickly, expected to pass any day now. By January the 11th, 8 years and 7 days from the time he went into coma, he passed away on a Sabbath, on a Saturday. By the way, way back in 2006 when Yitzhak Kaduri died, January 28th, it also was on a Sabbath, on a Saturday. So these two great men, both of them representing iconically the Jews and the Jewish faith and the State of Israel, both of them pass away on the Sabbath, both of them connected and interconnected by prophecy. Ariel Sharon passes away on a Saturday. On Monday, the funeral is held, and in the middle of the funeral, an earthquake strikes Israel. Prophecy watchers all over the world are watching this closely and carefully, asking themselves, did this rabbi really see Messiah? Was it really Jesus? And is he really coming soon after Sharon's death?
Yeah. Number one, I don't believe in coincidences, but having said that, Yeah, the earthquake is just, you know, that's astounding. Having died on the Sabbath, that's, you know, that goes along with the Jewish faith, of course, in the same way with Rabbi Kaduri.
Yeah.
The big thing here is so let's go on with this. So he says the rabbi would come, or not the rabbi, but Messiah would come after his death. Now, I watched your video since the last time we talked. I had read the book before we talked the last time, but
yes,
since then I was able to get my hands on the video, and I watched the video. In fact, I shared it at our church, and it was really pretty astounding, and I suggest everyone pick up a copy and share it with your church. But some of the things that you seem like, one of the things you seem like you touched on, but then you kind of went on about it, was saying something about that maybe about the Antichrist.
Yes, yes. Well, in my book, of course, I report, I try to handle this whole topic. It's a very controversial topic around the world. I try to handle it as objectively and journalistically as I can. Now, there are two things there. There was some speculation years ago that perhaps Ariel Sharon would be the Antichrist, because here he is in a coma, and if he had awakened that coma and made it clear that he had some kind of contact with God, he was already kind of worshipped as some sort of a messianic figure. When I say worship, I don't mean literally, but I mean people revered him and actually called him the Savior of Israel and the King of Israel. So some were speculating way back then. And I report on that in my book. Of course, I didn't believe that he would be the Antichrist. And, of course, now that he's dead, we know he wasn't. But I reported that because a lot of people thought that was a possibility. And then, of course, others believed that this vision that Kaduri had, instead of being that of Jesus Christ, Lord and Messiah, perhaps Kaduri saw the Antichrist. And, you know, so there was a lot of speculation about that,
right.
And I report all of that in my book as well and explore those possibilities. And, you know, it could be, Pastor Dan, if he truly had a vision, and he said he did, but here's why I don't think that it would have been the Antichrist. First of all, I mean, it just doesn't make real good biblical sense to me. Now, I could be wrong, and feel free to disagree, or your callers and listeners can disagree, but here's why I think probably not. Because, first of all, we have testimony, and you saw this in the movie, and you read it in my book. We've got students from his rabbinical training school who, for several years prior to Kaduri's death, they testify that he was teaching that Yeshua, and, of course, we would say Jesus is the Messiah. He was teaching that in his school, kind of privately to his students. Several of his students came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They were born again because of Kaduri pointing them towards Jesus as Messiah. So we know that. We also, and of course, know that he left this note for the whole world to see, putting his whole legacy in jeopardy, proclaiming that the name of the Messiah was Yeshua, and that, you know, squares up with what he had been teaching in his rabbinical training school. So, I don't think that he was talking about the Antichrist, and I don't think that,
Carl, go
ahead.
Really, I agree with you, totally. The reason that I brought it up in the manner that I did, I was hoping to sound a little skeptical so you would clarify it, is because, folks, some of you listened to the last program, and the woman on the last program, we were talking about a copper scroll, Carl, that they had just found that had talked about the Ark of the Covenant, and she brought up Rabbi Kaduri, and she, at the towards the end of the program, sounded like that she was trying to say that Kaduri saw the Antichrist, and I don't believe that. And so that's why I wanted to, you know, have you clarify and point it out and strongly suggest that all of you folks get this video and really look at it. Because, you know, Carl, we're in an age where so many people, you know, I mean, they don't seem to have as much time as they used to read or have the same love of reading. But you hand them a DVD and they'll sit down and watch it. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, that story is so powerful and so important. That's why the publishers put it in both formats. I'm a reader. I much prefer to have a book in my hand, a book on my shelf, where I can go back to a page and a line and refer to it. And I just love the feel of a book in my hands. But people, there are a lot of people who would much rather watch a movie. Now, the movie's 1 hour long, so you can get the gist of the story by watching the movie. But, you know, the book's 240 pages. It'll take 2 or 3 days to read it through, but it's in much, much more detail. But, yes, thank you for recommending that. I recommend that people get both. You can show the movie in church and Sunday school. You show it to your family, and then you can have the book to read for several days and really digest it all.
Yeah, amen. I do agree. I like a book, too. You know, I like to go back to it. But I read it in about 2.5 hours. You know, I read a lot. I've always been an avid reader. But I challenge people to take it and read it slowly. And while you're at books, I don't want to get off the topic, really, but I want to point people that they really need to get your book, The Magic Man in the Sky.
That's a book that you can
leave that book laying around your house, and people will pick it up, and they'll go, well, what's this about, The Magic Man in the Sky? And actually, that's how I first met you, is WorldNet Daily asked me to interview you and sent me the book, and it's an amazing book also.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, the Lord is blessing both of those books, but The Batman in the Sky was like my first, you know, book that was produced by a major publisher, and it became a bestseller, and God is using it still to this day. I mean, all over the world. And in fact, I had a guy today come by and pick up 10 copies of it, and now there's a DVD to go with that, and he's taking it to his church, and it's just amazing. We're getting all kind of stories of people being saved, picking up the book and reading it and getting saved, sharing it with other people and them getting saved. I mean, God's hand is all over that. So thank you for mentioning that, Pastor Dan.
Well, I wanted to make sure I did, because I'm still really greatly impressed by the book. And, here we go. I didn't know there was a DVD, but if there's a DVD, I want to get it, and I want to share it with others, of course. And we got to go to break here in about 40 seconds, but in the second half, we'll get in more about Rabbi Kaderi. But tell them about where your website's at, please.
Thank you. Yes, go to carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com. They can find out everything about me there. Plus, they can order the books and the DVDs for both books there at the bottom left of the page. You'll see it. You can't miss it. You'll find out about the church that I pastor, the P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, a bunch of my videos, tons and tons of videos, the YouTube channel that we operate that has over 35 million views and 35,000 subscribers. All of that's there at carlgallops.com.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more with Carl Gallops, and we'll see where we go. We'll be back.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be dependent on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from ABR. The ABR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. $49.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for work with homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're talking about the poor people from around the city and that used to be homeless that are just barely making it, that haven't gotten full-time jobs. Some people have dropped out of the workforce and where they needed both spouses to work. I mean, you know, both husband and wife, only one of them is working. They're just barely making it. They have family, but they're trying. So they come by looking for clothing and over-the-counter medications and prayers, like the fellow that come in and needed the prayer real bad because, he'd been coming for a while. He had throat cancer and he was even, you know, coughing up blood, and we anointed him with oil, and my wife and I and an elder anointed him with oil and laid hands on him and prayed for him. And that was on a Friday, and when he went back to the doctor on Monday, the doctors could find no sign of the cancer. So, amen. You know, so, yeah, the potter catches our slack, but we still use, you know, aspirins and painkillers and things like that. And we really need to get stocked up. And we need stocked up on food, too, also. So pray about it, you know. Pray about it. That's what I want you to do. I don't want you just to give. I want you to pray because your heart has, it's all about your heart, brothers and sisters. If your heart's not right, then you're not going to get your blessing for it. You could donate $100,000, and if your heart isn't right, then you're not going to be blessed for it if you're giving something grudgingly. And it's all about your heart. You know, that's why the widow's mite was such a great thing, because her heart was in the right place. You know, I was talking about with Carl earlier, is that I love Carl because his heart's in the right place. You know, it's the spirit. It's having that personal relationship and hearing from the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what you need to do. And so when you, I ask you for a donation, don't take my word for it. I want you to pray it in. I want you to pray about if you're supposed to donate. Because if not, then you're not going to get your blessing for it anyway, and the Father will take care of his people. So you can donate online by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of this information at prophecyhour.com. Or you folks that don't listen on the Internet or don't use the Internet, you can call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682, and we're now back, hopefully, with Carl Gallagher. He's still hanging around. Are you still there, Carl?
I'm still here, Pastor Dan. I'm not going anywhere, brother.
All right. Well, at least not for about another 25 minutes, huh? You know, amen.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm just in a good mood, you know. Amen.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, so, you know, I had somebody ask me, he said, well, you know, what Carl said, and he was being positive towards it, but he said, you know, one thing about a prophecy like this, he said that, he says Messiah will come after his death. Well, you know, that's kind of a pretty easy thing. Yeah, sure, Yeshua is going to come sometime, but I don't think that's what you meant. He meant he's going to come. Is it closer, sooner? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, let me address that. That's a very, very fair question to ask, and I address that in my book. Here's the deal. Now, first of all, I want your listeners to understand, I'm not saying anything. I'm not setting dates and times. Actually, Kuduri didn't set a day and a time, and I'm not Kuduri's apologist. I'm not his PR man. I'm not jumping up and down proclaiming that this man is a 1,000% prophet and everything he said is true and everything's going to come to pass just like he said. I'm reporting the story. The story is amazing for this 108-year-old revered rabbi, the most famous rabbi in Israel's modern history, to proclaim that Jesus is Messiah is absolutely astounding. Now, he connected Ariel Sharon's death to it. Now, here's the deal, Pastor Dan. For several years prior to Kuduri attaching Sharon's name to the Messiah, Kuduri had been prophesying or predicting or pronouncing, whatever word you want to use, and the media had picked it up, Israeli media. Kuduri was famous in the Israeli media, and he was connected to Israeli politics, but he had been proclaiming that Messiah was soon to come, he was soon to appear in Israel, and that he was calling upon Jews, Kuduri was calling upon Jews all over the world to come to Israel, come back to Israel, prepare for the way of the Lord, prepare for the coming of the Lord. There was a sense of urgency, a sense of imminency to the coming of Messiah. Now, go up a few years, and right before his death, of course, Kuduri could not have known he was going to die, but right before his own death, he said, it has just now been revealed to me that Messiah will come when Sharon dies. Well, now remember, when he said that, Sharon was still alive and had no health problems that anybody knew of, and yeah. And even when he did go into a coma, who would have expected him to be in a coma 8 years? So first of all, that prophecy of after Sharon dies is not quite as simple as people might think it is, not quite as, quote, easy as people might think it is. And number two, since there was such an urgency attached to his previous callings for the Jews to come to Israel because Messiah was on his way, many people have extrapolated that to mean that he attached Sharon's death, but that Messiah would come relatively soon after Sharon's death. Now, Kuduri did not say those words, and I am not saying those words, but I'm just saying it makes sense that people would think that since there was such an urgency to his predictions before. So anyway, listen, you and I know 100% that he nailed the name of Messiah. He got that right.
Yeah,
the name of Messiah is Jesus. He nailed that. Now, I'll tell you what else he nailed. When he said Messiah won't come before Sharon dies, guess what? He got that right.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure
he did. But, I mean, think about it. Jesus could have come any time in the last 8 years, but he did not. And Kuduri could not have known that Sharon was going to go into a coma within a few weeks of him saying that, much less that he would be in a coma for 8 years, much less that he would die on a Sabbath day, much less that on the day of his funeral there'd be an earthquake in Israel. I mean, Kuduri couldn't have known any of that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, much less that he himself would die on a Sabbath in the very same month that Sharon went into a coma. So the bottom line is, Kaduri got both of those prophecies correct, if you will. He named Jesus as the Messiah. That's correct. And he said that Jesus would not come, the Messiah would not come, while Ariel Sharon was still alive. Well, that is correct. Now we watch. We're living in very prophetic times. And I'm not setting a date and a time, but let me just say, we're living in the most prophetic times in human history, other than the first coming of Jesus himself. And it should not surprise us that God might have, God could have, appeared personally to the most famous rabbi in these last days to reveal that Jesus is Messiah one more time to the Jews before the Lord returns. I mean, that's a distinct possibility that might have happened. That would be just like God to do something like that, Pastor Dan.
Very good. Let me tell you just real brief what I come away with from all this with from your book. And, folks, again, the book, you need to read the book and see the video. But what I come away from it is number one, I do believe that we're in the time of the end. And you know, I believe that it is within my lifetime to see Messiah, and I'm not afraid to say that. I think that he is going to come within that period of time. Too many prophetic events are lining up and have lined up. I'm not saying today, tomorrow, next week, because I don't know the day or the hour, and it could be a couple of years from now, but we're bringing it within a time frame. But from what I walk away with this about Rabbi Kaduri, again, something that I've been watching, my brother, is I've been looking for signs to the Jews. Why wouldn't the Father give witness, a great witness to them when it is that time? It is getting closer, as you say. Just like you compared him to Paul in your book, you know, so to speak. Why wouldn't the Father reveal the Son to him in a unique and personal manner so that he could bear witness and save some of the Jews in whom he loved? So that's what I take away from it.
Well, brilliantly stated, Pastor Dan, and the answer to your question, as you know, because it was a rhetorical question, of course he could. Of course he would. I'm not saying 1,000% that he did in this case. The evidence seems to indicate that he did. But listen, we've got reports all over the Middle East that Muslims are having, quote, Jesus dreams. I mean, you know, you can Google that, and there's stories all over the Middle East from missionaries and from people, Muslims, who are saying they're having visions, and that these visions of Messiah, and the Messiah is identifying himself as Jesus, the Christ. We've got Kirsten Powers on Fox News a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, amen. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's an atheist and a liberal and. And she said that she had a vision, a dream, and that Jesus appeared to her. She's given her life to the Lord. She went on Bill O'Reilly's show and gave her testimony that she came to Christ as a result of a Jesus vision. Well,
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. Christian Powers, I've been waiting for somebody to bring. You could have knocked me over with a breath of air when when I heard that and seen it, and because you know I thought there was a light in her face, you know, and I couldn't figure out, you know, be the liberal atheist thing, and you know, wow, I mean that is a big witness. That is really a big witness.
Well, it is. And listen, there's something very biblical about this. I mean, think about it. Muslims having visions and dreams coming to Jesus. Atheists having visions and dreams and coming to Jesus. An Orthodox, rabbinical, Kabbalistic Jew coming, having a dream, declaring that Jesus is Messiah and that he's coming soon, tying it to the death of Ariel Sharon, who is the face of Israel. And by the way, Israel, of course, its existence is the fulfillment of a 2,500-year-old prophecy, and Ariel Sharon was the face of that prophecy. His nickname in the media was King of Israel. So why should we be surprised that the book of Joel says, and the book of Acts says, that in the last days your old men will dream dreams, your young men will have visions, and your women will prophesy. Why should any of this surprise us? Why do we act like we're all aghast because I'm reporting a story about the most famous rabbi in the world has said Jesus is Messiah? I mean, if we're living in these prophetic times, if we're living in the last days, why do we think God would not do this?
Yeah, amen. There are things that are for our faith, you know, I mean, amen. They're great things, and, you know, people shouldn't be in shock. We should be looking for more of these. And taking it into something else, you know, the way things are lining up, what do you think? Do you think we might be going to see something, these blood moons? I mean, you know, because last time we talked, we brought up the blood moons, talked about it briefly, but... You know, Sharon hadn't died yet. I mean, you know, and that kind of changes things a little bit, I think.
Right. Well, that is amazing. I mean, think about, Brother Dan, think about this. Israel's back in the land. The nations of Ezekiel 38 are lining up against Israel. The gospel's going to the world. The technology of Daniel 12 and Revelation are before us. World transportation, world communication, worldwide marking systems, all of that's in place. Now you've got Muslims seeing visions of Jesus. You've got atheists seeing visions of Jesus. You've got rabbis seeing visions of Jesus. Now all of this lines up with Ariel Sharon dying. This year began with the pronouncement that Ariel Sharon will die. He died on a Sabbath. An earthquake hits on the day of his funeral. Now we remember that this year is the year of the blood moons that will fall on Passover and Shabbat, a tetrad. Four in a row between 2014 and 2015. This only happened 7 times in 100 years. This won't happen for another 100 years. And the Bible says, the book of Joel says, and the New Testament says, not only that God would reveal in visions and dreams and prophecies, but that the moon would turn to blood in those days. The Bible says that the moon will turn to blood at the day of the coming of the Lord. So why are we fighting this so much? You and I, so many people are, you know, but why should any of this surprise us? We're living in the most prophetic days in the last 2,000 years, and only our generation is seeing this convergence of prophecies coming together. Only our generation, Pastor Dan.
Well, amen. We should be getting greatly excited, and I know I am, but getting more and more greatly excited by the day, folks, because one sign after another seems to be coming. And so we should be excited, not only that we're going to see the Lord, but that he would prayerfully, and I believe, Carl, that in the time right before his coming, that he will send his spirit and that enough people, that more people will turn their hearts to him. And so that's what I want more than anything. I want the people to be energized by what they hear you say and talk about the signs and what we present, so that they get excited and they share with their brothers and sisters and with their mothers and dads, so that more people get saved, because the signs are there, and, you know, we just need to look and open our eyes.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you, brother, and that's what I tell people. Look. I am just saying, I'm not setting dates and times. I'm saying what you just said. The signs are there. We need to be excited. It's very, very possible that the Lord could return in our lifetime. And if he doesn't return in our lifetime, it's going to be soon. I mean, it's not going to be 100 years from now. I just don't believe. It's going to be soon. And it's just time for people to get right with the Lord. It's time. It's time to get right with Jesus Christ, because, you know, the days are getting shorter. Every day that passes is one day closer to the return of the Lord. But now we live in these days in which all of these prophecies are converging to a pinpoint. Something big is getting ready to happen prophetically, something big.
Well, I don't see how. You know, if it has to happen within the near future, because I don't see the things that are lined up, like you said, Ezekiel 38 lining up the countries. That's one of the biggest signs. Israel, well, wait a minute. The biggest sign, I think, was Israel coming back and becoming a land, and then the land turning into a beautiful, fruitful place again. The land was safe for them. Then after that, what do we see? We see now these nations that until recently, until the Arab Spring, they really weren't lining up like they were, like they should. But now they're all lining up. And
yes.
Israel is surrounded by armies. What's the probability of that changing course and happening all over again? I don't think so.
No, you're absolutely right. But listen, I was on the radio live on a Friday. Arab Spring began on a Friday. I was on the radio live doing my show when Drudge News reported in the headlines the Arab Spring had begun and Egypt was in revolt. I looked at that and I was in shock. And then I started not to even share it with the audience at first because, I did share that, and we started talking about it. But within about 30 minutes, the headlines bolted across Drudge saying that European intelligence, Great Britain intelligence, was reporting that the Obama administration was behind Arab Spring. Now, don't worry, Pastor Dan. I'm not getting ready to get political here. I'm going to make a biblical point. Biblical point. So I'm watching all of this, and I didn't share that at first because I didn't know if it was true. I mean, I'm seeing the headlines, but I was aghast. I said, oh, my gosh, you mean America is leading the way in causing a topsy-turvy in the Middle East, and we're going to open up the Muslim Brotherhood, we're going to open up the terrorist groups, we're going to topple Egypt, and then behind it, Libya. The Bible predicts that Egypt and Libya will join forces with these other nations to come against Israel. Well, the only reason the Muslim Brotherhood exists is to destroy Israel. And the Arab Spring opened the door for the Muslim Brotherhood to rise. And I'm watching all of this, and I remember thinking. And then I finally said to my audience, I said, folks, you may not understand this, you may not see this, but this is biblical. This is prophetic. This causes Ezekiel 38 to open wide open like it never has before. Well, here we are several years down the road, and brother, do we know that to be a fact.
Okay, I'm not getting political, but let's go with this. Ever since Israel came back and became a country, the United States, I believe, you know, of course, Yeshua, the father to, you know, has been the protector of Israel, but they use the United States to protect Israel. We, in order for Ezekiel 38 to happen, then wouldn't we have to see the United States either be taken out of the way or a heart change for in order for this to happen? And,
yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So here we have a president who that's allowed it to happen. We wouldn't have had anybody else that would do that. To me, that is a hugely prophetic thing because I just never thought that we would have turned away in this manner. You understand?
Yes, I do. And not only that, but this particular administration has deep Islamic ties. I'm not saying Obama's a Muslim, but I do know he was raised in the Muslim country of Indonesia. He was raised in the Sunni tradition. He has said that. That's in his book. I mean, he talked about it. He gives an awful lot of deference to the Muslims and to the Sunnis and to the Muslim Brotherhood. We've got Muslim Brotherhood working in the White House under this administration, actually brought in by the Clinton administration, but proliferated under the Obama administration. Ramadan being celebrated in the White House. I mean, so yes, it would take something like this and a change of attitude for Ezekiel 38 to begin to come to pass. And 10, 12 years ago, if you and I had even suggested on the radio that the United States would turn this way against Israel, if you will, or towards Israel, and that Muslim Brotherhood would be in the White House and that we would cause a topsy-turvy in the Middle East, causing Israel's greatest enemies to rise up against her, you and I would have been laughed at, we would have been scorned, we would have been mocked and ridiculed, but we would have been right because that's
exactly
what has happened.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds like that's pretty prophetic what you said there, Carl. Too bad we didn't say it, you know, a number of years ago, right?
but I didn't have that word from God, and I don't know if I would have believed it if I heard it. I mean, it's just incredible to think that here we are, and it has happened.
There you go. You didn't know if you would have believed it. I mean, and that's the point. You know, things had to really change. And so the chances of you know, throwing these events all down and them coming together by accident, if you ran the statistics, you know, I don't think that it could happen by accident.
Yes.
Not very easily, anyway.
No, I know. I agree with you. And like you opened the show by saying that you didn't believe in coincidence. And I mean, you know, there are coincidences out there, but when you have so many so-called coincidences occurring bam, bam, bam right next to each other, then the coincidence factor goes out the window in my book.
All right, and so let's go back. Let's go back to this book. We got about 3 minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes left. Again, so tell us how the letters lined up and it spelled Yeshua. I think you've got time to do that this time.
Okay, I'll tell it very quickly. The note that was placed on the website said in English, concerning the letter abbreviation of his name, comma, he shall lift his people and cause the word and the law to prosper. Well, that's what it said. But when people looked at it, when they looked at it closer, they saw he had left the name of Messiah in a code concerning the letter abbreviation of his name. Well, the words in that comma, he shall lift his people and prove that the word and law are valid, those words in English are represented with six Hebrew words. And when you took the first letter of each of the Hebrew words, like the instruction said, concerning the letter abbreviation of his name, when you took the six letters of the six Hebrew words, then it spelled Yehoshua perfectly, which is the long form of Yeshua or Jesus. I mean, it was just unmistakable. And that, when that revelation came to light, that's when Kaduri's people and the Orthodox Jews went crazy. They pulled it off the website. They began to claim it was a hoax. They said, no, this is a trick. No, no, no. And then they shut it down. And the Israeli media quit reporting on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, fantastic book, fantastic video. Anyway, both books, Magic Man in the Sky. Tell them where to find your website one more time, and I got to say goodbye to you for a time.
Okay, thank you. You can find my website, carlgallops.com, all of my books and DVDs on Amazon.com.
All right, well, thanks so much for being on, Carl, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Be blessed, brother.
Pastor Dan, you be blessed. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, folks. Man, the book is fantastic. You know, we're not saying that, you know, the book doesn't say that this now means it's not going to come away. It's just kind of you need to get the book, I mean, because it really has a lot of other interesting facts in it. I don't have any time left really to go into all those facts, but there's a lot of interesting facts in it. And so far, what Rabbi Kaduri has said, none of it has fell down. And so while I was talking with my producer at break time, I told him, I said that this is probably being a big witness to the Jews to help turn some of those people to Yeshua. So pray about it. Get the book and the video. And this other book, I got to bring it up, The Magic Man in the Sky, and I'm not just trying to plug Carl's work, but that book, The Magic Man in the Sky, it's a good book, and if you have some atheists around you, people that are just on the fence about God and Yeshua or Jesus, get that book and share it with them. I mean, it really will make you think. And it's not done in a religious overtone. It's just a really good book. So pray about it, and I guess Carl says there's a video. I haven't seen the video yet, but you might get the video. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We could really use your help tonight. Absolutely. November, December is always lean months for us. Actually, we don't usually pull out of this until people start getting their income tax check back. In fact, today, you know, I got an envelope in the mail, big envelope with some information in it, and they said, Pastor Dan, make sure you use this money in here for your ministry, you know, for the homeless, and there is no money in it. So they must have forgot to put the money in it. So we do really need your help. You must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, folks, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Make sure your heart's right. That's what it's about. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but check your heart. Absolutely. Get that personal relationship going. Anyway, we got to go. Till next week. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas,
866-866-6851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.